95.9 The Hawk, number one for classic rock. This is Lauren, and we're talking to Michael Thomas, the guitarist of Steven Adler's band. They're going to be performing this Friday night at the Golden Nugget. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great, Lauren. How are you?
I'm doing good. Last time I saw you, it was actually 4 years ago, last month, the show at the Golden Nugget.
I know, crazy, right? Like, been much too long, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we know everything got kind of shut down for a while, so nobody was playing any shows.
Right.
So yeah, it's long overdue. Looking forward to getting back to the Golden Nugget and seeing everybody.
Yeah, I'm excited. I was thinking about this because I just got back from LA. I was in Hollywood, and I actually got to stay above the Sunset Strip at the Rainbow, and everything is a reminder of where everybody got their start. So it was such a cool experience. Got to see Lemmy every day, go down to the Rainbow, thinking about the whiskey and everyone, you know, coming up there. And I probably even saw your name on a brick somewhere, you know, considering your history. I was like, there's Bang Tango and Faster Pussycat, and you had a history with these bands.
Yeah, I had a history with all those bands. The list is pretty long. You know,
yeah.
What's crazy is a lot of the guys that I kind of grew up listening to at one point or another, I either toured with or recorded with. And yeah, I was, you know, very lucky to work with some amazing bands.
Well, that's awesome because, yeah, coming up in the 80s metal scene, you get to find your place with your influences. And at the same time, you formed your own, obviously. And here you are, led you to playing with Steven Adler. And has it been, what, like 20 years now almost or something like that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. When you say that, it just sounds so crazy. Like, it'll be 20 years in March 2024. So the very, very first tour Steven and I did. As a matter of fact, I have the laminate right here. I have a big framed poster of a bunch of different tour laminates. Yeah, so this was 2004, and our very first show together was in Eastern Europe. We did Budapest, Hungary, and we did a whole Eastern European tour together. We did like Slovakia, Croatia, Austria, went up into the Netherlands, went over, played Greece, played Istanbul, Turkey.
Wow.
Flew back to the Netherlands, did a couple more festivals, and that's what kind of started the whole crazy thing 20 years ago.
That is amazing, especially, I mean, you're playing all over the world, and now you're going to end up in Vegas, so, you know, party mode now, but also it is a more intimate showroom, so completely different experience, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is a different environment, which is really cool because, you know, every time I feel like we play the Golden Nugget, it does have that more kind of intimate vibe. So, you know, we'll dig into the catalog and, you know, we'll pull out a few things we haven't done in a while, which is cool.
You guys have been doing festivals too, right?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of festivals lately. As a matter of fact, we just got back from a couple of shows this weekend, first in Detroit, just right outside of Detroit, Sterling Heights. We did a festival there. And that was about like 12,000 people, which was an amazing crowd.
Wow.
And
yeah.
The energy was just off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And the next night we played in Ohio in West Salem. And that was actually with Warrant and Cheap Trick. So it was really cool to, A, get out and do that festival date with them. But, you know, to be able to see some friendly faces that
yeah,
you haven't
for sure.
Seen in a while and catch up with some buddies, you know, the guys in Cheap Trick and the guys in Warrant. It was really awesome. I mean, it was a great weekend.
And that is really cool to come full circle with, you know, that circuit of, yeah, you guys all have to be friends and brothers at this point. So cool.
Well, you know, the cool thing is, too, it's like, you know, you've known these guys for so many years. So I feel like when you do actually see them and catch up, it's usually at a gig, right? It's not like mm-hmm. when you're home. When I was in L.A., I very rarely kind of ran into people. Matter of fact, now I live in Dallas, Texas, and Eric Turner from Warrant lives here as well. So we'll get together and, you know, go out for dinner or lunch. But I feel like it's been forever since I've seen them because we've both been on the go.
And you surround yourself, it sounds like, with just awesome people. Tell us about the band, like the bios of who you're playing with right now. Ari and AJ.
Yeah. No, we have an incredible lineup. And, you know, this one's been in place now for at least the past 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously you have Mr. Adler on the drums, you know, a legend, rock mm-hmm. and roll Hall of Famer. No introduction needed there. And we do have a couple folks in the band that are different from who we had working with us back in, say, like the early 2000s. So right now we have our vocalist, Ari Kamen, and he's from Argentina. And he is just off the charts when it comes to the vocals, the screams, everything in between. The kid is a prodigy. Like, he pulls off, honestly, and this is not an insult to Axl, but I mean, I think he sounds more like Axl Appetite for Destruction era than maybe Axl kind of sounds today. When you hear him and you close your eyes, it's uncanny.
So, it's unbelievable.
It's
ridiculous.
Talent.
Like you say, off the hook. I mean, his vocals, like, and he's not imitating him at all. That's literally how he sings. And you're right. I mean, that is like, if you want to see that pure rock and roll that we know from that debut album of Appetite, that's it right there. You guys sound amazing. Yeah, I'm sure it's even better now.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure there's some folks out there that have maybe seen some video clips and, you know, I just think everybody agrees, you know, if you close your eyes, you would think you were kind of zapped back to 1987, you know, when that record came out, or, you know, the band was playing the Sunset Strip, and it's awesome, man. It's always a good time. The energy is intense, and that spirit is definitely alive and well. And then on rhythm guitar, we have our buddy AJ. Alistair McCready, full name, but he goes by AJ. And, you know, he is another awesome talent. He really brings to the band that whole really cool, loose, kind of Rolling Stones, Izzy Stradlin feel that the songs require. And he's actually a pretty well-established writer and producer in his own right. He's worked with bands like the Hollywood Vampires. He's
awesome.
Worked with, a number of projects and musicians over the years. So, you know, when we got him in the band, it was just a natural fit. On bass, we have our buddy Christian Sturba, who is a little newer to the outfit, but another incredible talent. He did a lot of tours and a lot of work with Phil X, who you know from Bon Jovi and Phil X and the Drills, a phenomenal monster guitar player. So, you know, Christian's talent is, top tier, and he's a great addition to the team.
Yeah, it all comes together. And I mean, this is what, like, the fans, of course, coming to have a great time, and you guys deliver the best experience. I mean, I know that you love to have a great time with the fans. You're, you know, playing the soundtrack for people's lives for so long. They're just excited about seeing them now as they were then. And, you know, just it feels like a summertime anthems. Just, I can't wait. It's going to be really exciting. Tell us, set list wise, are we looking at GNR hits mainly? What are you guys going to do?
You know, what's cool about the set list is you have all the hits and all the staples, everything that you'd expect to be, you know, taken off the Appetite record. Plus, you know, a few surprises. You've got some original material thrown in for good mix, you know,
nice.
And it's a good, long, solid set of everything that you expect and want to hear from that GNR catalog.
Awesome. Well, I know you ripped the stage up yourself. Raw power. That's what you guys are going to get. That sums up this band completely. And we're just super excited about Friday. I wanted to ask, how can the listeners follow you guys on your socials? What's the best way to follow your band? And you?
So, yeah, you know, the best way to follow what's going on is Steven has his Facebook page and Steven Adler official Facebook. And also on Instagram as well, you know, look for that blue check mark. And we're always posting show dates, updates, the latest news. And then we all have our individual pages as well. So those usually go by our names. So, you know, you'll find Ari Kamen, you'll find myself. Mine's It's Michael Thomas on Instagram. On Facebook, it's Michael Thomas 19. And through the posts on there, we're all usually tagged in those updates and all the latest on Steven's page. So, yeah, find us on there and stay in contact with what's going on.
Thank you. We're looking forward to all of those surprises. Even after the show, I kind of tease my listeners and let them know, like, you guys will probably go hang out on the strip somewhere downtown afterwards.
What I've been told unofficially so far is that, yeah, after the show, we're going to be getting together, I think probably at one of the bars at the Golden Nugget, probably downstairs, do like a hangout and meet and greet and be able to talk with folks and just have a good time.
That's awesome. All right. There you go. You guys can catch them in the lounge as well. But you don't want to miss this show, Steven Adler's Band at the Golden Nugget, Friday night, 8 p.m. And thank you so much, Michael, for talking to us.
Oh, thank you, Lauren. I appreciate the time.
Check the Hawk's Classic Rock Concert calendar for links to Steven Adler's show tickets at 959thehawk.com and listen to The Hawk all week for chances to win with your concert connection.